Good news with singing stars Jeff Brook and Eula Parker.
Good news. You're bound to do me good. Come right here to me. Good news. Good news. You're what I've waited for. I wasn't slated for blues.
Good news is welcome to me.
Bad news is hell. Come to me.
So, Mr. Good, good news, good news.
You're about to do me good.
Come right here to me, good news. Happy days, happy days. In a thousand different ways.
With your daddy's check and the girls you neck. And the freshmen that you hate.
When we cram for exam, that's when school life is a sham.
But in after years, through tender tears, we'll say a word of praise
for those happy, happy college days.
The scene is the campus of Tate College, one of America's famous co-ed universities. Who could dream as the students pour out into the bright winter sunshine that there's a cloud looming up to shadow this carefree scene?
For it's always fair weather when good fellows get together with a stein on the table and a good song ringing clear.
When we cram for exam, that's when school life is a sham.
But in after years, through tender years, we'll have a word of praise for those happy college days.
No cloud yet, you say, but here it comes. On the usually cheerful face of Pooch Kearney, something more than the weight of the grip he's carrying is weighing him down today.
Hey, Pooch. How's the best little trainer in the States this morning?
I wouldn't know, Mr. Randall, because if you'd asked me this morning when I used to train Tate...
What do you mean, used to train?
That's right, I just handed in my resignation.
You've what?
I quit this morning. I had to.
But what about the game against Colton on Saturday?
Yeah, that's why. When I was shaving this morning, I broke the mirror. That was only the beginning. At breakfast, I spilled the salt. Look at my collar. I've thrown so much salt over my shoulder since that I look like a case of chronic dandruff. But worse is still to come. After that, a black cat crossed my path.
Oh, but you know, a black cat can't stop our team.
Sure, I know. But does the black cat know? No, sir. Oh, oh!
What's the matter?
Look at Mr. Marlowe. Oh, no, tell me I'm colorblind.
Hello, Bobby. What is the matter with Pooch?
That flower you're wearing. That jinxes everything.
Well, this rose, but it's a talisman. I need a bit of luck.
But it's yellow. Mirror, salt, black cat, then this. When Tex Miller wore a yellow flower in his buttonhole 2 days before the big game, you know what happened to him?
No.
He broke his leg in the first play.
If I could be certain of playing on Saturday, I'd wear a garland of him.
Oh, that's a joke. You not play? You're captain of the team.
Comical Charlie has failed me in astronomy.
Failed you?
I knew it.
And if I can't pass the supplementary paper he's giving me tomorrow, I'm not eligible for the team.
Oh, you had me scared stiff for a moment. You'll pass.
Says you. The only stars I know won't help me in this exam. You know my form.
There he goes, the modern knight. The boy's despair, the girl's delight. The woman's home companion is his name.
He's a clown and he's a wit. The co-eds say that he's got it.
What he does to flappers is a shame. Walk collegiate coats.
Wow.
He's the ladies' man.
What a man.
Get that swagger and get that pose.
Ooh-ah.
He's the ladies' man.
Superman has a lover, the guy's a star. And when he gets him inside his car,
he goes over the course in par. He's a ladies' man.
He's got no time for reading books. He's just a ladies' man.
He's a killer.
All his knowledge he learned in books. He's just a ladies' man.
When he's wearing a certain tie, and there's a twinkle in his eye,
you better stop kissing your girlie goodbye, goodbye.
Then, darling,
he's a ladies' man.
Bad news travels fast, and soon everyone at Tate knows that the star player for the big game against Colton is likely to go into eclipse. There's only one thing to do. Tom must get a coach who can cram some astral knowledge into his rather thick head. Babe O'Day, brightest young lady at Tate, decides that Connie Lane is the one to do the coaching. Connie is thrilled at the chance because...
Oh, Babe, I've been dying to meet him.
Oh, have you? Well, you're going to meet him to teach him astronomy, and that's all. Tom's in love with me. He's proposed to me hundreds of times.
All right, then. I'll do it for the sake of the school.
Rah, rah, Tate! That's the spirit. Esprit de corpuscles. You stick to astronomy, and Tom sticks to me. Anyhow, he isn't your sort of bit.
Maybe not. He may be yours, Babe, but I can still go on imagining that he might be mine.
I know I've found my ideal man. I always knew he'd arrive. Though he's a real hot appeal man, he doesn't know I'm alive. But I don't spend my time in grieving. I've learned the trick of make-believing. So if I can't have the real man, there's only one way to thrive. Just imagine that he loves me dearly. Just imagine that I'm his sincerely. I'm pretending that he's sending love notes ending. I love you. Day is closing on his knees there. He's not present, still it's pleasant. Just imagine that it's true.
Connie arrives on time to give Tom his first lesson. Tom, who has been expecting some severe-looking blue stocking, doesn't recognize this radiantly lovely girl as his coach. He pays tribute to the beautiful unknown with...
I beg your pardon?
I beg yours. Are you waiting for someone?
Well, of course. I'm waiting for...
Ah, me, some people are lucky. Now, I'm waiting for a four-eyed dragon named Lane. I say, may I introduce myself? My name's Marlowe.
May I introduce myself? My name's Lane.
Lane? Your name's what? You're not... Well, you can't be... I've been dodging you as if you were the dentist.
Oh, no. I believe I have to put something into your head, not pull it out.
Well, I guess there's plenty of room. Oh, gosh me.
Shall we begin, then? I see you've brought your books along.
Yeah, Kenyon's Elementary Astronomy. Huh.
You know, if astronomy's so hard for you, why did you ever take it up?
Well, let's sit down here. I never could study standing up.
All right. May I have your book, please?
Yes, my book.
Thank you. Now, we'll begin with this chart of the sky.
Oh, yes, the sky, but do we need that chart? I can see two very bright stars in your eyes.
Indeed, but I want to look at the chart. Now, tell me the name of this.
Oh, where your finger's resting? I say, what a pretty moon.
Moon?
Let me see, have you got pretty moons in all your nails?
Mr. Marlowe, this is a study of stars. Now... Do you see Venus?
Her living image.
This is Venus, and this is the planet Mars. Can you remember that? Mars and Venus are in the same constellation. He looks right across at her all the time. Have you learned that?
Just like I'm looking at you. Yes, I'll always remember that. You know, I can't understand why I've never seen you before.
I imagine you've been too busy looking at Babe.
What do you know about Babe?
She's my cousin. Oh, I'm only a very poor relation. I can't afford to go to her parties.
Oh, money's not everything, but haven't you got a boyfriend?
Of course not.
Well, you could have.
The world belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free.
The stars belong
to everyone.
They gleam there for you and me.
Like the story of Starry Night.
The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours and mine. And love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free.
The world belongs to everyone.
To everyone.
The best things in life are free.
Free as any breeze.
The stars belong to everyone.
These little stars,
they gleam there for you and me.
Twinkle little star.
The flowers in spring,
the robins that sing,
the sunbeams that shine,
they're yours and mine.
And love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free.
The next morning, a rather worried Babe waylays Tom on his way across the campus, where a crowd of students have gathered to wish him luck.
Woohoo, Tom!
Oh, hello, Babe.
Oh, you poor boy. I had no idea when I asked Connie that she'd keep you studying so late.
She wants me to pass.
Don't you think I do? Why, my whole life is wrapped up in you. If you don't play tomorrow, I'll positively die. Didn't I promise to marry you if you win? After that divine night at the Pi Beta Phi ball.
That's what I get for mixing my drinks. Uh-oh, the fatal hour struck.
For your exam.
If you have tears, prepare to shed them now.
Good luck, Tom. Good luck.
I'll need it. Connie, won't you wish me luck, Venus?
Good luck. Go to it, Mars.
Good luck, Tom. Good luck. Good
oh,
luck,
I
Tom.
Want him good to luck. Pass. Tom Marlowe, you must pass.
That's the way to talk, all for good old Tate. Rah, rah. My motto is, let the professors teach history. We'll make it. We'll make Tate famous with the varsity drag.
Here is the drag. See how it goes right down on your heels and up on your toes. That's the way to do it. That's the varsity drag. It's harder than hard and it's newer than you. It's meaner and bluer than blue. Gets as much applause as waving a flag.
You can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise.
If you all just answer the call.
When your professor cries,
everybody does.
Up on your heels, up on your toes. Stay after school, learn how it goes.
Everyone can do
the varsity drag.
The varsity drag.
And leaving Tom looking despairingly at the paper Comical Charlie has set him, the curtain falls on Act One of Good News. Later that afternoon, Tom comes out from the examination room. One look at his face is enough. The crowd melts away to spread the news that Tom has failed. But Connie remains.
Tom, was it as bad as that?
Oh, I'm sorry, Connie. I did my best, but... Well, look at the paper he sent me.
Oh, dear. Tom, you should have been able to answer some of these. This is practically what we studied last night.
Yeah, I know, but I kept thinking of last night and the girl who taught me.
I suppose if Babe had taught you, you wouldn't have written a word.
Well, you're wrong about that. I'm not interested in Babe now.
Oh, what they say must be true, then.
What do they say?
That you have a new girl every week.
Oh, now listen here, young lady. If I was a betting man, I'd bet this one would last forever. If she wanted to.
But you're not a betting man.
No, because I'd hate to lose. Still...
Lucky in love.
Lucky in love. What else matters if you're lucky in love?
Good breaks are few.
Few skies are blue.
But bad luck scatters every time I'm with you.
I don't mind that at poker I'm green. If my king of hearts on only takes in his queen.
I'll say I'm lucky in love. If you take me, that'll make me oh so lucky in love.
I'm lucky in love.
Lucky in love. What else matters if you're lucky in love?
Good breaks are few.
Few skies are blue.
But bad luck scatters every time I'm with you.
I don't mind that at poker I'm green. Stand ace high with a beautiful queen.
I'll say I'm lucky in love. If you take me,
that'll make me oh so lucky in love.
In a secluded part of the campus, Bobby and Pooch, in an effort to keep up their morale, have a little business talk.
You know, Pooch, if you could only get round Chummy Kulkarli and get him to fast Tom, we could clean up over this.
What do you mean?
Colton are offering 2-1 against us now they've heard Tom can't play. And that gives me an idea. How much money you got?
Money? All I got's $49.50. And that's gonna last me until I...
Good. Now you give me that, and I'll add it to mine.
How much you got?
50 cents. I'll chuck that in, and we'll go 50-50.
You'll go 50-50?
Sure. I'm the promoter, ain't I? And where'll you find a promoter who'll let you in on the ground floor like that?
Yeah, well, if you're sure you're not robbing yourself, here it is.
Attaboy. 20, 40, 49, 50. That's just right. Now watch me double this. We'll pretend we're having...
Oh, my allowance has come. Oh, what are you doing with those things?
Spring is here, tra-la-la-la-la, let's gather in the sap.
It's a game, you see, babe.
Oh, can I play? Will you teach me?
It's really a game for big, naughty men, but, of course, if you really want to learn...
Oh, I do. Oh, please, Bobby.
Put on a dollar, then.
Here?
Anywhere near me will do. Now, I roll the old bones like this, and I throw. See?
Yes.
A 7 comes up. 4 here and 3 there. That wins, so I take the dollar. Put down $2 now.
All right. Geez, this is fun.
Yeah, in a moment, you're going to be hilarious.
I throw again, see? 11. That also wins.
Oh, there are some numbers that don't win, aren't there?
Wait till you shoot. Now, put down $4. I shoot again, see? And this time, I want to... Oh.
Go on, Shylock. Give the girl her money.
Oh, do I win?
Well, if you want to play the old rules, you got to give me my revenge now. So what say we shoot for $10?
$10, all right.
Oh, speak to him, speak to him. Daddy wants a 6, and a 6 it is. 6, sweet 6, 6 is my point. Roll him soft, roll him quick, and... Oh, 7.
Oh, did you throw 7 in the wrong place? Is it my turn now?
Sure is, babe. And you take the promoter's $10.
Come, come, Mama. Put down $20, Bobby.
Huh?
In the first morning, coach will be the immediate members of the family.
20 down? Right. Come on now, little black and white brothers. Don't you forget your sister Faith, Tama. Natural.
10. 10's your point.
Who lay 2-1? No takers? All right, honey. This baby needs new shoes for the packer.
9.
9. A little low there. Come up a bit. Come on. There it is, boys. The hard way. 2-5.
It's a lucky thing for you, Mr. Promoter. She don't know the game.
Gee, what's that?
Good.
Come on, Mr. Good News.
You're about to do me good. Come right here to me, good news.
Come and cheer me, hear me.
Good
news. Come on, Mr.
Good News. You're what I've waited for. I wasn't slated for blues. Good news is welcome to me. Bad news is welcome to me.
So, Mr. Good News, good news.
You're about to do me good.
Come right here to me, good news.
Yes, it's good news at last. The hard heart of comical Charlie has softened, and for the sake of the old school, he's decided that Tom Marlowe knew just enough about stars to be given a pass.
Oh, Tom!
Tom, isn't it wonderful?
Yes, I'm glad for your sake. It's you Tate can thank for this. But
what? Babe's just wild with excitement.
Yeah, I know. That's the trouble. She says she's going to hold me to that stupid promise of mine.
Oh, don't you want her to?
You know I don't, Connie.
Do I? I'm not quite sure.
Well, listen, Connie, before I met you, there was nothing I wanted more than to win this game for Tate. But now, it's the first time I've ever gone into a game without wanting to win.
Silly.
Is it? Babe doesn't really care for me. All she wants is my scalp to hang at her belt. Scalp of the man who won the game for Tate.
That's what you think now, Tom. But you'll forget everything tomorrow when you get out on the ground with everyone cheering you on.
Well, it's going to be a lovely night, Connie. Look, first stars are coming out.
So they are. We must hurry then or we'll be late for the glee club.
Here and there. There's a girl of the pie, beat a fire, longing for the days of yore that she knew in the pie, beat a fire.
The next day, when Tom leads his team out, Connie was certainly right about the cheering.
Oh, Connie, isn't it thrilling? Tom's out there and he's going to win for me.
Is he? That's a goal for Colton. I don't know much about football, babe, but it looks to me so far that Colton's doing the winning.
Oh, you wait. We're not wound up yet. Come on,
Tate! Come on, Tate!
By the end of the first half, Colton have a 3-0 lead. When Tate's men come dejectedly into their dressing room, Pooch has plenty to say.
Well, gentlemen, I want to congratulate you. As an exhibition of football, that was the prettiest maypole dance I ever saw. Sure, you went through all the motions, but you didn't play football. Not the kind of football I taught you. The Colton bunch say you wear lace on your panties. My golly, they may be right at that. Thompson, what are you afraid of? You're a back, and this is football, not the Russian ballet. And as for you, Jones, don't you know the forward pass has been legal for 15 years?
Coach, what's that?
Yeah, that's more like it. You have got deep voices. That growl's the heartiest thing I've heard. One word more. It's for you, Tom Marlowe. Until you came in with a bunch, I didn't think you were out there. Where's Marlowe, everyone's asking? Now, get this. I can forgive a man who can't play, but the man who can and won't... Well, you're the captain. They want a lead from you. What's biting you?
I'll be all right, Coach.
You better be. Right, go back out there and chase them home. Licked. You can do it. Rattle.
Yes, Coach?
I'm playing you this half. Beef Walker can't go back on. His ankle's bigger than that ball.
Coach, my grandchildren will love you for this.
They better. Right, well, in you go and go in to win.
Tom!
Well, hello, Connie. You shouldn't be watching this.
Oh, Tom, I had to tell you. I don't care what happens. I want you to win for Tate.
But
forget everything else. You must win for Tate.
Tom's got the ball again. Oh, if only Colton's team can be called to the phone. 2 minutes to go. Well played, Rattle. Did you see that? Oh, boy, what a play. Tom's got the ball again. He's down, but look at Rattle. He's away. Run now. Touchdown.
Yes, Tate won. And Bobby Randall is the hero of the hour. Inspired by Connie, Tom rallied his team and Tate really played football. But it was Bobby's terrific last-minute run that gave them the winning goal.
Bobby, I think you're just marvelous.
You're not so bad yourself, babe.
But thanks all the same. I want to stay a live hero. Here comes Tom.
Oh, pooh, Tom. That never was. You're my ideal.
Hey, let go.
Okay, congratulations. Is this official?
Oh, isn't he the sweetest thing? He's the whole 11 men in my team. And as for you, Tom Marlowe, you can quote me to Connie.
Connie! Connie, did you hear that?
I heard. It had seemed that Bobby's star is in the ascendant.
In eclipse, you mean? All I want to know is that...
What?
That Mars is back in the same, what do you call it, as Venus.
Constellation's the word, Tom. And yes is the answer.
The world belongs to everyone.
To everyone.
The best things in life are free.
Free as any breeze.
The stars belong to everyone.
Each little star.
They gleam there for you and me.
Twinkle little stars.
The flowers in spring.
The robins that sing.
The sunbeams that shine.
May yours and mine.
And love can come to everyone, the best things in life are free.
You're about to do me good.
In Good News, you heard William Walsh, Pat McLean, Frank Rich, Robert Peach, and Patricia Kennedy. The singing stars, Jeff Brook and Eula Parker, with Larry Keene's keynotes. The orchestra and chorus conducted by William Flynn. Your narrator was Morris Callard. Good News was produced by Alfred Potter and directed by Cedric Zahara.
So, Mr. Good, good news, come right into me, good news. Good news, come right into me.